Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I will turn it over to Kelly.
So Director Robal, Director Louie.
Here.
Director Israel.
Here.
I'd like to introduce our new counselor, Lisa Sandman. She's replacing Linda Howley, our previous superintendent. The first report we reviewed is the balance sheet. About 2 inches from the top, total checking savings. This is slightly higher than last month. Expenditures were slightly lower to deposits. Just below that, two lines down, account 12021, accounts receivable, special invoices. This shows that the district has a special situation where an individual owes the district money in excess of regular water bills. Just below that, account 12021, account 12011, 12012, accounts receivable. These are substantially the same as the previous month. About an inch below that, account 13011, late. This is slightly lower in September due to payment of bond interest. And these are the only items of note on the balance sheet. Next, we'll turn to the profit and loss steward report. On page one, at the top, account 41100, base rate water bills. The account is substantially the same as in August. About an inch below that, account 41500, standby fees, tax revenue. This is lower in September due to the timing of tax receipts. On the following page, the profit and loss report. About 3 inches from the top of the page, account 510, payroll, all expenses. This is substantially higher in August than in September due to the general manager taking a vacation payout of 300 vacation hours. This is time he has accrued over the last 2 years. This was also approved by the board by the Fifth Amendment to the General Manager's Employment Contracts. About 3/4 of an inch below that, account 53130, meters. This is a bit higher in August due to the purchase of 30 meters. Just below that, account 5318. This has been split into 2 subaccounts to show the equipment portion of both the 53181 materials and line maintenance repair contractor and the 53181 materials and line maintenance repair contractor emergency work to give more visibility. During August, there was an emergency repair required for Broadway. Just below that, 53210, well maintenance. This is a bit higher in August due to the purchase of oil for the wells. About an inch and a half or so below, account 53390, audio alarm. This is higher in September due to the installation at 14935 and a half Almond Street, also known as the Almond Ball. Just below that, account 53610, engineering services. August is higher due to work on SGMA, Prop 1 funding, standby and SBE charges, and other various district matters. At the very bottom of the page, account 55160, printing and publications. September is higher due to the Field Week 1 job position posting. Page 3 of the profit and loss report to the next page. About 2.5 inches from the top or so, account account 56300, financial audit. August is hired due to preliminary work in preparation for the October audit of fiscal year 2016. About an inch below, account 56500, legal. The bills this month are related to general, water, Brown Act, public records, and personnel legal advice. About 3 inches or so, 3 or 4 inches below, account 59140, safety. September is higher due to safety equipment such as oxygen detectors, harness systems, face shields, respirators, work vests, traffic cones, barricades, etc. for the new in-house crew. Right under that, account 59150, tractor expenses. September is higher due to replacement of a bad ECU unit on the tractor. About 2 inches below, account 61180, Desert Hills Premium Outlets, interest expense. September is higher due to biannual interest expense payments. And on the next page, as of September 30th, the fiscal year-to-date net loss is about $59,000. Next, we will turn to the Statement of Cash Flows report. Statement of Cash Flows show that the district received tax revenue during the month. The largest expenditures were the bills. Payroll was at its regular level. The total expenditures were about $169,700. Net cash receipt was about $16,000. The district ended the month with cash of $184,000. And this all ties to the balance sheet. That's all I have to report.
Any questions?
Calvin, how much do meters cost?
Could you say that again?
Meters. How much do the meters cost?
How much does a meter cost?
Yes.
What size?
The size that we're putting on the residents, because we're putting in new meters. What's the average cost?
The average cost for a 5/8 meter? That's usually the size that we use for residential.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you wait until the board meeting and I'll get you an exact.
Okay.
Anything else?
Question for Ellie. Can I do the check signing after the board meeting?
We're scheduled. Our agenda says that you will sign the check today, so that way the public is aware.
I'm just looking at our ghost public.
Public comment? Mrs. Thomas, do you have any questions?
I do not. I would like, if you're open to it, to bring a little bit of a different format next time that would also show your year-to-date and then prior year, some other information that I think might make these easier to read. So I'll bring it next time. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, then go back to this. Okay.
Edit?
That's it. That's my tips.
Okay, it's 4:05. Meeting adjourned.
That was a quick one.